Food aid is beginning to reach many parts of Niger, where millions of people are still going hungry. The international response to the food crisis in this West African desert nation was slow, despite early appeals from the Niger government and the United Nations. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports that the emergency humanitarian operation has now moved into overdrive.
Aid workers talking through loudspeakers implore dozens of women surging forward to move back into the shade. But they continue trying to bust through a human barrier, almost causing a stampede in Sandy Safo village in southern Niger. An exasperated Christophe Revert, a logistician from MSF, Doctors Without Borders, calls on the women to get in line as he tries to put some order in the unruly crowd. And all this commotion because villagers from Safo thought they were getting food. But MSF is supervising an emergency mobile screening unit to identify children at risk of starvation. Salau Kakale, the mayor of Safo, says his people are desperate.
When it comes to food these days, everyone's gone a bit crazy because they're hungry. Hunger has made these women misbehave. Someone told them, if they came here, they'd be given wheat, millet, corn, flour, and oil.
Safo and neighboring hamlets make up a typical rural commune here in Niger of 60,000 people, located 450 miles southeast of the capital, Niamey. At his wit's end, the mayor tries to calm the mass of women in rainbow-colored scarves, protecting their babies from the scorching sun. Salah Iro has made it through the barriers, cradling Omeira, her stick-thin 11-month-old baby girl, latched onto her mother's empty breast. Omeira receives a specially mixed, enriched formula to build her strength. More international aid has now reached Niger to help feed up to a third of the population of 11 million. Karimu Ajibade of UNICEF says the case of Niger need never have become an emergency if the world had listened and acted.
I would say our big frustration that the international community knew the situation a long time in advance. The international community knew that there was a crisis ongoing in Niger. And all the delay in reaction is now what we are paying in terms of children dying for starvation.
Poor rains, drought, an invasion of desert locusts, and a bad harvest last year have brought millions of people in Niger to the brink of starvation. UN and government appeals for funds to preempt the crisis went virtually unanswered for months. Now Nigerians are finally receiving food aid. And as she weighs underfed babies at Safo village in the south, nutritional assistant Kalama Aishatu Bulama says it's pitiful to watch them suffering.
Look at all these malnourished children. Really, people should take pity on them and take pity on Niger because we're really suffering here.
Aishatu Bulama and relief workers with other aid agencies are relieved to see that overseas help has finally arrived. But they warn that the worst is not yet over for Niger. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Safo Village, southern Niger.